Tasty Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. Recording this weekend preview on March 26th. It's Thursday, 2026. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast here. All things K-State athletics. Spring, obviously, still going on right now. All right, so getting on into it here. When this comes out, it'll be Friday night, usual weekend preview. And by the time this comes out, track and field going to be doing two days, different events. Outdoor season has officially begun. Let me see here what this fool's going to do. Okay, yeah, so just of note, David Noble's relays will be Thursday, which why comes out already in the books. We're going to go back, and if I have notes, we'll check those out. And, of course, Friday, the Emporia State Spring Open. So it looks like K-State track and field is going to be super busy this weekend. So, yes, outdoor season, the real season is going to kick off, folks, for that. So, like I said, very pumped up for football, obviously, starting with spring ball. You have track and field, outdoor, the real season starting there. And, yeah, Travis Schofield coming off of a tremendous, him and his squad, men's women's track and field team coming off of a huge historical indoor season. Look to match that in the outdoor season. That's the biggest question that I have going into there. We'll see if they can have an answer to that. Women's rowing, they've been active for the last couple of weeks. We haven't gotten to them in more in depth. Sorry about that. We will get you squared away on that. I'll get you squared away on that this weekend. They're back in action. The Sarasota 2K is going to be going on for them. So I'm probably tomorrow, which is Friday, when this episode rolls out, I will dedicate an episode to the women's rowing, what they have been doing so far here in 2026. And, excuse me, baseball. Yes. They look to get back on the right tracks. Maybe got sliding a little bit. Lost 3 or 4 at home. They've been in a little slide. Lost 2 or 3 to, who was it, Arizona State. And then, of course, they got trounced by Nebraska the other night, back on Tuesday night. They look to get back on track on the road this weekend against Utah. This will be a first of 3 on the road in Salt Lake City. First pitch, Central Time, is a little bit after 7. That means the game is probably around 5, if I had a guess out there. But yeah, so K-State Baseball, Pete Hughes and company, D. Kennedy, Lincoln Sheffield and his squad look to get back in the winning ways. We're still in conference play. We're back in conference play after a one-off with Big Ten foe Nebraska, former Big 12 rivals. This is Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Tennis, they've been sliding too. Speaking of sliding, again, when this comes out, they've been already playing BYU, which is today, by the way. They play, that's a rare time, 1 o'clock on a Thursday. And by the way, they're 36. They've had a success against BYU. So, well, actually, no, not really, but these two teams been a little tied up. So we'll see what happens there. We'll have all the recap, of course, from these sports at some point, one or another, here this week, this upcoming weekend, or going into next week. But football obviously takes full center stage now. But we cover all things K sports, so we're going to try to stay on track, the railroad tracks ourselves here as we move along here as well. So tennis, so they got 2 again. So they would have been already played 1 with BYU, which is in BYU. We got a theme going on this weekend. And then they travel. Speaking of, so the women's tennis team is going to be in Utah as well on Saturday as they take on 33rd-ranked Utah. So this kid's women's team, who's been hanging, really, honestly, in my opinion, they've been hanging tough with the tougher teams this year. I expect no less So there, if they can get a couple of cards to turn in their favor, here, they have a shot here. And I mentioned in one of the recordings, Jason Mansfield's squad recently had a purple and white scrimmage, the women's volleyball team I'm talking about. Now, they're going to be going to Norman this weekend in a little bit of spring scrimmage action with Oklahoma. That Saturday, there's no time that's scheduled. My bad. 1 o'clock Saturday there. And then game two with baseball. It's the middle game of the three-game series against Utah right there. We flipped the script over to Sunday. Women's soccer. So we got everything going on right now. So your fall sports is in a little spring semester right now. Yeah, football officially starting with the spring conference call or conference with Colin Klein. Volleyball. Now you have Colleen Corbin, who'll be entering her second season as the Casey Women's Soccer head coach. Her historic first season herself now. And this was a while back. I never got into it. Her squad will be doing a little bit of spring action herself, getting ready for the fall season. I'm really excited about the soccer team. Have a lot of those gals back. They're going to be taking on Washburn. They're going to be hosting Washburn on Sunday afternoon at 1. So you're in Manhattan this weekend. You want a little soccer action, definitely go out there and see what they got. I know we're in the back end of March, but before too long, we're going to have volleyball. Have volleyball, football, volleyball, and soccer back in action for their official seasons. And not to mention Casey Alexander's first season at K-State on the men's basketball front. There as well. So a lot of anticipation there. That's why I'm pretty sure a lot of anticipation for this women's soccer team, because last year they look like a different squad, obviously. A historic year there. Can they build on that? They're determined to build on that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But they're in spring, so we got football, volleyball, the triple header, folks, on different days. Football getting going, especially with their spring practices. Volleyball Saturday with their scrimmage with Oklahoma in Norman, Oklahoma, and then you have Casey Women's Soccer, Colin Corbin, head coach of the women's soccer team, returning for a second season, hosting Washburn, and then the third in installment of the Utah series in Salt Lake City for the baseball team. And we'll have all the postcards this weekend, per usual. I need to double check. I told him. No. Last Saturday was it. Unless you need somebody or a special attention, do not call your first. I work Sunday. I gotta give up something. So I'm not going to get, Saturdays has been, it's okay, but it's like, I got to pick one or the other. And so, yes, Saturdays, obviously, for K-State football, of course. So I was like, I'm going to have to give up one now. Obviously, on the EG3 front, I'll get into this, tomorrow's going to be EG3 day. So I'll get into this more later. Yeah, but for the exception of Trolley, yeah, that's already been planned out, so I'm make sure I am off for that there as well. But that's a whole different topic for right now. But yeah, so this Utah series, we have for K-State anyways, volleyball, soccer, women's soccer and volleyball, and the return of football officially for the spring side anyways for K-State this weekend. If you want to fast forward to Monday, I'm just going to do that. We got a doubleheader on Monday, the 30th of March. Both golf squads will be in action. Men, Mobile Bay Intercollegiate, and you have the women, Silicon Valley Showcase for those two squads at K-State. Stu Burke, the head coach for the women's squad. Grant Robbins, who's, I don't know where he's at now. I know from what we've read previously, he was out taking care of some personal things there. He's the head coach for the men's golf team there. So we'll see what happens coming up here. So spring sports going on in full swing still as we approach the end of March. Yeah, I cannot believe it already, because when we hit next week, Lord willing, we're going to be in April. I feel like this, the first couple months of the year has gone by fast, probably because of work. me working too much there as well. So, yeah, Saturdays, college football. It's like, I'm going to have to give one up. And definitely, I can't keep going back and forth where I can't get something up. And I don't think I can give up Saturdays. I can live with Sundays. I give... Without having the Falcons and everything else, I can give that up. in NASCAR, or on the Cup Series side anyways, I can give that up. I can watch 25 minutes recap. I can tell you what's going on just from that right there and from all that. So, yeah, but anyways, Case Eddie, K-State. But, yeah, that's what's going on this week, and it seems like a lot going on there as well. Got the return of the outdoor season. So, Case is going to be busy on that front there as well. So a lot to look forward to in this podcast, obviously, coming up this weekend. Of course, any future, immediate future of this podcast, with conversations, football, basketball, what next, obviously, women's basketball, who are you going to bring back, loves there from the WBIT season, and so much more. So that's what's on deck for K-State Athletics this weekend, and we'll have all the coverage for you, which, again, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, what have you been doing? Make sure you hit the subscribe button, like button, hit the alarm bell, time I update content daily. Yes, sir. Well, you will be notified every time an episode has been posted this weekend. Gonna eat. see, on the Pro Watchers podcast, all things K sports. So, what are you doing? So, that's it there. Last week. So, that is your weekend preview. A lot around the horn at K-State. More is just going on with football. Everything in spring sports is pretty much active right now in fall sports. It's a spring action as well. So excited about that as well. But we don't know what's going on. But hopefully we'll get a little inside report there from some of our guys who cover these teams at Kansas State University. As soon as I hear something, I'll relay it here on this podcast. But for right now, we're going to wrap this weekend preview up. Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex A. out there in Shannon, California. Appreciate y'all, Casey. This has been another weekend preview edition right here of the Pro Watcher Podcast. Once again, all things Kansas Sports with Cats.